Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for joining us coast to coast This Week in America. Even if you have a job, there's a good chance you'll want to find a new one. If you're actively looking for work or seeking to make a change, you know it can be quite stressful. It's similar to the uncomfortable feeling or yips that most golfers experience on the course. Well, in Conquer Your Yips, win the employment you target, how understanding golf stress defeats job search stress, amateur golfer Chuck McConnell, with 20 years of career service experience in job transition, compares these two stresses to help job hunters, golfers, and non-golfers alike improve their perspectives while locating and securing great jobs. Whether you're unemployed, underemployed, or just seeking new opportunities, you'll get guidance that will help you. By looking at your job search in a new way, you'll be entertained and inspired to do the hard work that's necessary to conquer your yips. Charles Chuck McConnell earned an MBA from Kellogg School, worked in the advertising and marketing fields before joining SCC Williamsburg, where he heads transition management. Conquer Your Yips, Win the Employment You Target, author Chuck McConnell, our guest on This Week in America. Chuck, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Rick. Pleasure being here and having a chance to talk a little bit about how the stress in golf can be applied, once it's understood, to the stress that you have when you're interviewing for your next career position.
This is such an enlightening book, and I'm really looking forward to this conversation. This really was a very innovative way to approach this. What inspired you to write Conquer Your Yips and to put it in terms that we all can understand with golf? It's something that's very relatable. How did this whole start?
Well, it started with my clients as when I'm working with them as a coach, counselor, mentor. Quite oftentimes, I will mention what I see on the golf course with my golf buddies that ends up being how they end up screwing up occasionally because they know what to do, but some kind of a glitch happens just before they do it. That ends up being a yip, where what they know they can do and want to do doesn't happen. But I see that same kind of an effect in when they're preparing for interviews. So I spend a great deal of time with my clients making sure they understand looking for the next career position is not just a simple exercise to go through. It is something that requires attention, and it requires a lot of the same elements of building a business plan. Once we get into that and talk about it, and they understand they're building their brand when they're into an interview and talking about their next career spot, it's really important to make sure that branding of themselves comes through.
Chuck McConnell, our guest on the program. The book is called Conquer Your Yips, Win the Employment You Target. The book's available at Archway Publishing. That's the publisher, available at a number of places. I'll give you that information. I'll give you actually a phone number for Chuck that you can get in contact with him and give you his website as we go through the program. Chuck, why use the stress situations in a golf game to relate to recognizable stress that happens in executive search interviews? How did that come about?
Good question, Rick. Thanks. It's a problem for many of my clients. I've seen it over my 15 years working with executive clients in search. Many times they'll come in to search and they'll think it's a snap. It's something they don't really have to prepare for. And when they get into a tough interview situation, that's when it comes out as a yip on the golf course. If you haven't prepared properly, it can be a real devastating situation when you're in a positive interview probability situation. So the same thing happens on the golf course, and I look at it as the steps in preparing for the golf game, and I think they're very similar. The elements of preparation for golf, it really starts with the grip. It goes into your stance, your platform. Are you balanced in your approach to making a golf shot? Many times when people get into search, they kind of started off like a whimsy. Well, I had no problem last time I was in search. I'm sure this one will be the same, but times have changed. So I found that opening up the door to the golf analogy can be a real help. When you're in search, things are very stressful to begin with. So I take time to relate the stress that I know will occur in interviews and in talking to potential employers. I open that up to something they can relate to. It takes a little bit of the edge off when we're going through simulated interview work, and I found it to be very helpful. But the grip, the stance, the platform, the attention to details, all of that plays in. And I found it to be very helpful for clients rather than reading a kind of a by-the-numbers book on career search, which there are many out there, 50,000 books on careering today. It's helpful to go in with something that is a little bit lighter, but also allows them to remember what work we do and remember some of the stressful situations that can occur both on the golf course as well as in the interview situation.
I mentioned in the introduction, this book is helpful for people who are golfers and understand this, and even non-golfers. Talk about the golf game comparisons may not be understood by all in the search. So how difficult was it to come up with the concept, I'm going to use them for career search analogies, because they can really understand these?
Well, many people, even if they're not golfers, they use watching golf on television as kind of like their conduit to seeing something. It's a real life situation. It's fun. I think it was a precursor to some of the reality shows on television today, where you get a chance to learn about the golfer, understand his perils and pitfalls. You have a chance to see him in a number of situations. You get a chance to meet his family as he wins a golf tournament. So it's very similar to something that people can relate to. The yips is a term that even for people who haven't used it regularly, non-golfers perhaps, they understand the term. And I found that it does communicate very quickly. Oh yeah, I've seen those yips with the professional golfers when they need to make a 4-foot putt and it just doesn't happen as they'd hoped. So the yip is kind of a universal term, but the golf game is something that as an analogy to career surf, I see that as something that's been very helpful for my clients, and it's resulted in a very strong understanding of what they're up against when they're talking to potential employers.
The book is so well written. The author is Chuck McConnell, our guest on the program. That's McConnell. Conquer Your Yips, Win the Employment You Target, How Understanding Golf Stress Defeats Job Search Stress, published by Archway Publishing. You can go there and find a copy of the book. The usual places as well. His website, Chuck's website is sccwilliamsburg.com. Phone number is 203-918-4391. Now, we've got that on the screen throughout the video. You'll find this on YouTube, the video version of the program. We'll have it on our website as well, and I'll mention that again before the program is over, the phone number there as well. Search preparation, planning, demand, focus, and practice. This is a unique concept. Is it understood by executive-level searchers? This is sort of a different approach you're taking. How is it received by them?
Well, one reason that I've gone in this direction is because I hear it from my clients. I hear it from my golf buddies. When I talk to them about the yip that just occurred on the golf course. So I know it's a universal concept that I wanted to flesh out in this book. The reviews I've had attest to the fact that this is something that can be related to career search. The main purpose of my book is to make sure people understand, those in search at the executive level, understand that this is not just a simple task. It is a stressful task when you're in executive level career search. It's nothing that you can just kind of blow off and say, well, I've done it before. Here we go. I'm going to do it again successfully. The times today, as everybody knows, with the pandemic and the shutdowns and the change in people's lives, certainly over the last year, has done nothing but exacerbate the problem of search. It's tough for those on the employment side to pay attention. It's tough for individuals in search to claim their brand and what they can do for the employer, which is critically important. I spend a lot of time with my clients making sure they understand they do have a brand. That brand can be communicated in a number of different ways, especially in social media today. We spend a lot of time perfecting and optimizing LinkedIn. That plus the webfolio that we create for our clients and the work we do in practice simulated interviews helps them get prepared and feeling comfortable So when the stress does occur in that career interview, it can be overcome.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned the web portfolios, how dramatically things change. You've seen this for a number of years. I would think if you were, your last search might have been 5, 6, 7 years ago. It's even changed during that period of time, hasn't it?
Dramatically. Yeah, in the old days, all you had to do was just crank out a resume, yes, fire it off to recruiters or to potential employers or even to your network, and everything happens. Well, today, because of what I mentioned, there are a lot of disruptions going on in the career marketplace today. So having something that is optimized in establishing your brand is critically important. It didn't exist many years ago. But if you have it spelled out in not only your resume, which we perfect for our clients, but also the covering letter that is mandatory, you got to have one, but then into the social media, especially LinkedIn, when you're in search and a potential employer gets wind of the fact that you are looking for a new career position, the first thing they do is, after they get a meeting with you and then your resume is in their hands, they will immediately, even before we've seen, even before they read the resume or go to the web portfolio that encompasses all of your brand elements, your competencies, your particular professional skills, and how you work as a leader in your role, but they go to LinkedIn. LinkedIn is extremely important. Here again, you can't just blow it off. You have to spend time in optimizing it, and our experts in that area of search are quite good at making sure your story is told, that your success stories are there for them to review, the kind of problems you've solved. I mean, obviously in search, they're looking for somebody who can solve problems that either they might have or they might not have realized. But they're looking for someone who has the skill set and the competencies to come in, be a part of their team, be an active leader in what they're trying to do in their business development.
Chuck McConnell, our guest on the program, author of Conquer Your Yips, Win the Employment You Target. The book, as I said, is highly innovative. It's a great read. It's entertaining. It's so informative. You're sort of like a coach there taking us by the hand and walking us through what needs to be done in this time period to be effective in your search. Golf problems compared to search obstacles, interesting, memorable for even the casual golfer. But is the concept maybe for some people too far outside the expected tactics? They're used to all those 50,000 other books that are out there that sort of go through the same formula. Yours is different, highly effective, but different. Talk about that aspect of it. Is it too far outside? When you were presenting this, what reaction were you getting?
Well, the book is only part of what we have to offer our clients. The book is kind of a composite statement of what it takes. It's in an easy-to-read format. It's got a comparison, an analogy, if you will, to the stress in golf, the kind of yip-producing situations that can be found and experienced. But then it takes it over and flips it over to, now here are the kinds of things that relate to that particular hindrance or obstacle that you have in golf. So yeah, it is outside of the box. The reason for that is it's tempting for people in search, especially top executives who haven't been in a lot of search, to take their job search as something that is going to be very simple. We want to make it difficult for them to jump in, primarily because they have to relate it to the yip situation and analogy. But by doing that, they realize this is a different approach. This is not just a didactic look at search and here are the steps one by one by one. But this is a new approach that emphasizes my skills, my professional capabilities. And the way we do it is to, in my mind, as a client of SCC Williamsburg, to understand here's what I have to do. It is a project. You have to take it just like a business plan and go through all the steps to make sure your purpose is understood by you, that the tactics you're going to use are there and very clearly stated. And yeah, they do relate to the golf situation, but then I can jump in and make sure with my staff that they understand very clearly, here is how you're going to go into the interview situation. Then we go into a series of interview simulations that make sure that they're comfortable answering very difficult questions, objective questions, difficult questions, but it's different from the usual book of career search advice. We spend a lot of time on behavioral competencies, how you act and develop as a leader, how that leadership resulted in the kind of successes that you're proud of and are going to be walking them through in the interview process.
You know, it's so relatable. Can readers of your book, Conquer Your Yips, by our guest on the program, Chuck McConnell, interpret how seemingly simple shots can be ruined by the heartbreak of stress? We're talking, again, about dealing with stress, whether it's a golf shot, whether it's in your search. Something very simple can really create stress and probably cost people a lot of jobs over the course of their lifetime.
Well, the biggest stress occurs when they end the interview, and then as I critique their interview style, which they relate to me, I see that they really haven't spent the time establishing their leadership as a producer of successes. That is extremely important. You have to go into any kind of a career search realizing you don't want to go in as a generic brand. You have to express yourself in a way that says, here's what I do. Here's what I have that I'm passionate about in working with employers and jobs that require a problem solution. Here's how I handle it. Here's what I do. Here are the very specific competencies that I bring to bear. Here are the metrics of what I deliver in some of the successes I performed in my entire career. So once you've realized that, then I can go back and spend time with my staff. Here are the reasons that you perhaps failed in that interview. Now let's work on that.
With us on the program is Chuck McConnell. He's the author of the book, Conquer Your Yips, Win the Unemployment You Target. The book available, archwaypublishing.com. His website is sccwilliamsburg.com. So much more to talk about. A fascinating book. So well done. Great tips in here. We'll talk about more with Chuck after we pause for these messages. You're listening to This Week in America. Welcome back. This Week in America, our guest on the program is Chuck McConnell. He's the author of the book, Conquer Your Yips, Win the Unemployment You Target, How Understanding Golf Stress Defeats Job Search Stress. This is such a fascinating concept, a fascinating book. And one thing that jumps out when you so much does when you're reading it, we can't talk about all of it, so I encourage you to go buy the book. But virtually every shot requires what? Sort of a new interpretation on the spot. And I'm thinking, and you point out, but the same thing may go for interview questioning. Can job searchers interpret and put these ideas into practice? It's sort of like each golf shot is different. Each question in an interview is different.
Well, that's right, Rick. And the techniques that we use are techniques we've perfected over our 15 years working with senior people in career search. One of the ways we do it, and we build it into our web portfolio for each client, which is unique to that client, but we go in and we want to make sure that we've developed their share stories, a share story that helps highlight what it was that they did to answer a problem or an area that was in need of solution in their business. So we go in and we say, well, we've had similar kinds of issues in our career, and here's how we approach it and build it into not only the resume, but the LinkedIn, and then also the web portfolio that we create for our clients. We want to establish, well, here is the kind of problem that we faced in that particular success story. Here was the impediment or the hindrance that we corrected. Here's the action we took. Here are the metrics of what we delivered. And then importantly, which many clients forget, when they go through their litany of a success, then, well, what about me made that happen? That's when we get into the behavioral competencies, the style of leadership that our client has used to make sure that success story occurred. We take them through that. We make sure they understand how that can be helpful to them in any conversation they have within their network, within the potential employers they're talking to. But that's how we make sure they understand. This is a disciplined approach, and this is why we're as successful as we are as a firm.
Well, and you are successful. You've been doing this for years. Talk about the success of a golf book creating positive searcher solutions. When you started this concept, and suddenly you're probably seeing light bulbs go off as you're working with searchers, and suddenly they're discovering things about themselves, different ways to present themselves, to look at the different challenges. What's that been like, a golf book actually helping people get jobs?
Well, it all started, Rick, early on in the establishment of my firm, we suggested to our clients, it's good to tee it up, to make sure. So I use that term, tee it up, to make sure you're successful in search. And that resonated with my clients. It was kind of like the precursor to establishing all of the various elements that are relevant in search to golf. So by teeing it up, what I suggest to my clients, you've got a target in mind. You've got a company, a potential employer, but you want to go in and make sure you're talking their language. So the first thing you do is, as you have a job description from that organization, you put together what their needs are. First step, make sure that you are talking to them in their language. Here is the problem that they face that we can interpret. So on a piece of paper, I suggest to them, put a big T on a blank piece of paper. On the left side of that T, put down the key elements of what their needs are as an employer. Then you've got the premise and the format to then on the right side of that T, and here are the competencies, the success stories that I've enjoyed in my career that pertain to the needs that you have. Then you've got a document that you can take with you into the interview, but it allows you to talk in their language, not only yours. You don't want to go in saying, well, here, I'm a great guy, hire me. I've got wonderful education, here are all of my various degrees. You really want to go in and say, I think I have a grasp of what your needs are, and I believe that I can answer those with the career that I've had and the kind of problem solutions that I've been involved in.
The book is Conquer Your Yips, Win the Employment You Target. Chuck McConnell, our guest on the program. You'll find the book at archwaypublishing.com, the usual places. Chuck's website is sccwilliamsburg.com. His phone number is 203-918-4391. I'll give you all that again as we get closer to the end of the interview. So much of this applies whether you're, as we say, a golfer or a non-golfer. For example, one of the chapters, Between the Ears Yips, Handling Rejection. I want to take just a second and talk about that just to show people what's in the book. And we've all gone through that. We all see golfers. We see people shooting foul shots in a basketball game, kickers trying to make that 43-yard field goal to end the game, and they suffer from yeah. Yips. Talk about handling rejection, how important that is, and the yips between the ears that you work with us to get over that.
Rejection is one of the biggest things to overcome in search. And many of the clients who ask for our services come in saying, you know, I was told in the last three interviews that I came in second. And what does that mean? And so my response is always, it means that you were not well prepared with your story of what your brand is, what you can do to help them, all about them, but using your competencies to assist in their understanding of what you can do to help. So rejection is something you deal with, but once we assist in going through the simulated interviews, the building of the web portfolio, that's an especially helpful document, the optimizing of LinkedIn, my clients will oftentimes say, you know, I never thought of myself that way. Introspection with people in search is not a usual occurrence. Many times, senior-most executives will come in and they will say to us, well, I never thought about my competencies in that way. I never thought about that. I mean, it's just I do the job. But it's important to be able to put it in words. Many senior executives don't have the words, and so we spend a great deal of time talking about their leadership style, how they operate as a leader. Once they get it seen in documented form, then they realize that they have a lot to offer, perhaps more than they realize going in. That eliminates the stress of rejection.
Chuck McConnell, our guest, that's McConnell. The book is Conquer Your Yips, Win the Employment You Target. You'll find it at archwaypublishing.com. Information at Chuck's website, sccwilliamsburg.com. We'll have all of that up on our website. Is it possible that you can rely too strongly on the golf stress comparison? Can it go too far?
It can, but one of the elements that brought us to this book is that in watching golfers, professional golfers, you will notice that they have with them a caddy. Well, the caddy is not there just to carry the clubs. The caddy has walked the course before the match. They have a little pocket book that they carry with them, and the golfer also has a copy of that book. But in that little book, I'd love to have a copy of and see their notes, but they identify the elements that they have to contend with on every hole. So if there is a wind direction that's critical, if they have an obstacle in the way, what is the dimension of the course at that point. And then when they get on the green, the caddy is extremely helpful in reading the curves and the undulations in the green, and that also is written in the book. So you got a caddy. In my firm, we have executive campaign directors who are extremely competent and well-versed in making sure the drill of career search ends up in a positive event.
You know, it's interesting. Golf is a single-person exercise, and I'm wondering, does it support one's leadership competencies or success stories? And in coaching, it may be used as one of several approaches to create interview success, I understand.
Well, yeah, it is. It's the competencies come into play because they establish your brand. Many executives don't see themselves as a brand, but in truth, you become a brand as you establish your competencies, both professional and behavioral. And when you do that, you end up with, as I mentioned at the outset, you don't want to go into search as a generic, as a packaged goods marketer in many ways, in many organizations in my business career. You realize that the most important thing is both on the shelf, in the consumer's mind, you can't be seen as just another product. You have to come in making sure that you're seen as a unique product. We use the term unique extensively in our counseling and our coaching. Uniqueness is important because you're dealing with tens of hundreds, if not thousands, of competitors in search for a particular gym career situation. So you want to make sure that you establish what your brand is, how you can help them in their language, and the competencies and the avoidance of yips that brought them in their career to successes can be extremely helpful.
I'm going to take one more chapter before we have to conclude the program here. Final pitch yips. And this is interesting. The closer you get to the goal, the more precision is required. And you think that, okay, you're playing in a tournament, maybe playing for $5 with your neighbor, you're playing golf. The closer you get to the end, more precision is required. As you go through the interviewing process, you go one level to the next level. Talk about that, the precision that's required, because I know you pride yourself in really having them prepared every step of the way.
Well, the reality in golf, which I think is also appropriate and why I put an entire chapter devoted to it, is the closer you get to your target, the green, the pin, that's when most of the shots are taken. And we know that over half, or at least for golfers like me, over half of your shots are taken to get to the green. And then once you're there, there's a lot of opportunity for stress and yips to occur when you're on the green. So the importance of that concept is you can't give up. Just because you have a terrific 250-yard or more tee shot, you can't say, well, look at what I did. Great, I'm there. I'm more than halfway to the green. But that's when you really have to focus, get down to, all right, this is the time to really pay attention, because the next stops are the ones that add up quickly in the score. So we spent a lot of time talking about that. But I think it's a truism. The closer you get to your goal, especially in search, the more you're kind of tempted to relax. And you can't do that. You have to realize the goal has not been achieved yet. The goal comes when you get a written offer of employment and you're in the process of negotiating, which we also help our clients do. But that's really the rubber meets the road kind of time, and you can't lose your focus. We spend time making sure that doesn't happen.
The book is so well done. Our guest on the program is Chuck McConnell. The book is Conquer Your Yips, Win the Employment You Target, Our Understanding Golf Stress Defeats Job Search Stress. It's available at archwaypublishing.com, other places where books are sold. His phone number, 203-918-4391. Video version of our program up on our YouTube channel. You can see Chuck and information there. That phone number will be there as well as on our website. He heads transition management for SEC Williamsburg. He's been doing this for over 20 years, job searches, job transition. And Chuck, it's been a pleasure having him on the program. The book, again, is so innovative and well done, and you lead us through every step of the way. Thank you for taking some time to spend with us on the program. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
My pleasure, Rick. Thank you.
You're welcome. The book, once again, is Conquer Your Yips. The author is Chuck McConnell. Book available at archwaypublishing.com. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.